from Block Club Chicago, it's John Sabella with extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Good morning, Jen. Let's talk first about what happened at the Metro. And this was such a fitting tribute to our friend Tony Fitzpatrick. Fill us in on this.
Yes, good morning, Bob. Tony Fitzpatrick, famous artist in Chicago. He has had his fingers in everything. He's done art. He does music, poems. His art is hanging all over the city. He died last month at the age of 66, tragically. He was having some health issues. So this weekend, all of his friends, there were many of his friends, packed into the Metro in Lakeview. And they had a celebration of his life. People performed music. They read poetry. They just talked about their experiences with Tony. And then they took to the streets and held like a New Orleans-style parade led by the Windy City Ramblers brass band. I saw a lot of people on social media being like, what's happening? This is like New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And it was a big celebration of Tony's life. Which is a perfect tribute to someone who was just so ubiquitous with art and culture in Chicago, such an important guy who didn't leave the city to go to New York or L.A. He was a true Chicagoan through and through. People from all walks of life in Chicago were there, former Tribune reporter Rick Hogan, restaurant groups, singers. Everyone was there to remember Tony, and it was just a really beautiful tribute. Our reporter Quinn Myers went along for the ride and said it was extremely moving.
His works displayed at the Art Institute here in Chicago, New York's Museum of Modern Art. He definitely went all over the world, but his heart was here. Lifelong love affair with Chicago, and we love Tony.
And he was very accessible, not one of those art snobs.
Yeah, final stop in Bucktown, where he returned a year or so ago to set up a studio. We miss Tony a lot. Well, this is a nice story about a Logan Square crossing guard who is retiring. Tell us about Pete.
Yes, a lot of neighbors reached out to let us know that Pete Parada, who has been a crossing guard for many years in Palmer Square, which is a little park in Logan Square, is saying goodbye. So all the neighbors who have gotten to know him over the years, they brought him drawings, cards, cookies. They had a little send-off for him. They wrote messages in sidewalk chalk to send him off. Just a really sweet story. The kids in the neighborhood who got to know Pete over the years called him Smiley because he was just always smiling, always friendly. And, he's finally ready to retire. He has had he worked for the USPS for many years, and he's ready to hang it up and relax and travel a bit. So we're happy for him, but the neighborhood will really miss Pete walking the kids across the street.
Yeah, good for Pete and a big thank you. And finally, you've got an interesting list on the website on blockclubchicago.org, Chicago's classic dives. There are a lot of them, aren't there?
There are. So last year we published a list of 14 dive bars that were said to be the essential Chicago dives, just classic places where you get a beer and a shot and you meet some real Chicagoans. And so many readers wrote in with other suggestions that we had to do a part two. And this is a really extensive series. Our reporter, Lindsay Rice, went deep and into the history of all of these different pubs. It's a really interesting piece. There's great art. There's just really real Chicago characters shown in all these stories. And it's extensive. There's bars from the Double Bubble up in Edgewater to Crowbar on the south, far southeast side. So all these neighborhoods are represented. You should go check it out and obviously hop onto our social media and argue in the comments your favorite.
Black Club Chicago
was not included.
Wouldn't a cold ham taste good right now?
That's probably available at one of these bars. BlockClubChicago.org for the list. And the list came from your readers, didn't it?
It did, yeah. After we heard so much feedback, we had hundreds and hundreds of people write in about their favorite bars, and we took the most popular ones and we included them in this series. And we actually have a promotion going on right now artist Steve Shannonbrush, he drew all of these pubs. And if you subscribe to Black Club, you can get a limited edition print showing all of these dive bars. His prints are really cool. You could actually choose from about 75 prints that showcase parts of the city. These illustrations are really dope. So yeah, check out blackclubchicago.org, and this promotion is going on through the end of the year.
Put it up right next to your picture of the favorite hot dog stand where you used to hang out in Chicago. It's good
stuff. Exactly. You need that Chicago cred.
Jen Sabella, talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Bob.